In Northwest News on KPLU, despite strong leads for all of the incumbents in Seattle City Council races, the new council will be younger and more diverse than the current one. That's one likely effect of the new district elections. KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe has more.
A majority of women will make up Seattle's new city council, and it'll have two Latinas, one of whom is also Native American. All of the council members will be dealing with high-priority citywide issues, but for the first time in a century, 7 of the 9 seats will also represent specific districts. Departing council member Nick Licata says that means they'll have to respond to more localized concerns.
Can this thing really be built here? Can it really be that tall? What's the permit process? Can we appeal it?
Licata says he thinks this could usher in a new kind of cooperation in City Hall.
It'll be up to each council member to persuade the other council members from other districts that this is a problem that affects their district and therefore they should have a common solution. And that will, you know, obviously necessitate good working relations amongst all the council members.
He says those relationships are always important, but the new district representation will likely test council members' people skills more than ever. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.